Staying Connected, Newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, Issue 82, Spring 2022. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our Spring 2022 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. Welcome new State Librarian of Oregon, Wendy Cornielson. We are very pleased to announce that Wendy Cornielson has joined us as our new State Librarian effective March 1, 2022. Wendy comes to the State Library with over 15 years of progressive leadership in library positions. She started her library career as a reference librarian in a public library outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Her next position was managing the Tennessee Electronic Library, a statewide resource, at the Tennessee State Library and Archives. In 2014, she became the assistant state librarian at the Georgia Public Library Service. In 2021, Wendy served as the Georgia Library Association president. Wendy has a Master of Library in Information Science from University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and a Bachelor of Science in Anthropology from Iowa State University. In 2020, she was awarded both the 2020 ALA-ASGCLA Leadership and Professional Achievement Award and the School of Information Science Alumni Innovator Award. These honors were awarded in recognition of her many years of accomplished service to the libraries of Tennessee and Georgia, and for her dedication and leadership in building a statewide ebook service for Georgia's youngest readers, a service that was heavily used during the pandemic. Wendy will be working remotely in March and is planning to move to Oregon in April. She is excited about getting here and putting down Oregon roots. She will be accompanied by her husband, Scott, and her dog, Atticus. Her pandemic passions have been baking for the weekly neighborhood happy hour, outdoors and socially distanced, and pottery. She is looking forward to discovering all the best walking paths and clay studios in Salem. Welcome, Wendy. We are glad you are here. Behind the scenes of the Talking Book and Braille Library. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the northwest corner of the State Library and another behind-the-scenes look at the Talking Book and Braille Library. We don't usually go into this much detail, but sometimes we like sharing some insider information. The National Library Service, or NLS, uses a special audiobook format that allows for an increase or decrease in playback speed without there being an effect on the reader's tone of voice. Usually, when you increase the playback speed of an audio recording, you experience the chipmunk effect, where the tone of the reader's voice jumps up a few frequency ranges, and vice versa if you decrease the speed. But not so with NLS audiobooks, so crank the speed up or down however you prefer. While you are always welcome to make specific requests, our user management system also has a very robust built-in automatic selection process that chooses titles for you based on a variety of factors. The usual factors people think of are genre and author preferences, but there is so much more. We have the option of setting narrator, book length, and explicit content preferences as well. Books in a series can also be requested in order. On top of all of these factors, the system will also balance selections across preferences, so you receive a good mix. But you have the option of specifying which preferences are your absolute favorites, and the system will pick those types of books more frequently. You can also tell us how many books you want on each cartridge, and how many cartridges you want to have on hand at each time. We really can deliver a personalized connection to the world for each user. While many other library download services limit the number of people who can have a digital copy of a book, how long they can keep it, or how many books they can have, the NLS's download on demand option, called Bard, has none of these limits. Instead, you can download any book at any time. Or all users could download the same book all at the same time, server capacity notwithstanding. It's that simple. Bard is also where network libraries like ours can upload locally recorded books so users all across the country can enjoy them as well. And with the United States getting on board with the Marrakesh Treaty, Bard now has a huge selection of foreign language titles. That's all for now. Maybe sometime we'll spill more tea, but until then, see you later. Another new book completed. Mystic Sweet Communion, DBC 8778, by Jane Kirkpatrick. Our remote narration volunteer Jennifer and our studio manager Joel have finished another book. We are pleased to announce Mystic Sweet Communion by Jane Kirkpatrick, DBC 8778, is available for immediate download or request. Mystic Sweet Communion is the fourth book in Kirkpatrick's Dreamcatcher collection. Set in turn-of-the-century Florida, this frontier saga traces the life of Ivy Cromarty Stranahan, the first English-speaking teacher in the region, as she struggles to teach school in the Seminole Nation and lead Indian families to Christ. Ivy is disliked by tribal leaders in spite of her obvious love for their children, yet she eventually overcomes their resistance and serves as their spokesperson in negotiations with the United States government. Already scarred by her mother's tragic death in childbirth, Ivy overcomes her husband's suicide and other devastating disappointments to share her faith with her adopted people and eventually earn their love. Use the title or book number above to search for Mystic Sweet Communion online using either our online catalog or Bard, or contact us to request the book on cartridge. The other three books in the series, A Sweetness to the Soul, DBC 8772, Love to Water My Soul, DBC 8773, and A Gathering of Finches, DBC 8774, are also available. Quick tip. Please make sure your containers are fully closed before mailing them back. If you have trouble pressing down the straps, you can use a spoon to help make pressing easier. Talking Book and Braille Library Closures. The Talking Book and Braille Library will be closed on the following holidays: May 30th for Memorial Day, July 4th for Independence Day, and September 5th for Labor Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This ends our Spring 2022 newsletter. Thank you, and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at talkingbooks.oregon.gov. Contact the Talking Book and Braille Library if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.